And if there can be three parts, why not four? Asked Nek. Why not five? Or 100 scattered across the entire galaxy?
Because all of Avaloth's bodies are part of one Force entity, yes?
Bratkel asked in her gravelly voice.
She has grown much in power since we discovered her, but each time we kill a part, she is weakened. So there are limits. As she grows stronger, those limits rise, and now she has three bodies.
That we know of, Kyle reminded her.
Yes, but there is a correlation, or she would not need to hide from us when a part of her has been killed,
Bratkel said.
So we must ask ourselves this. What exactly are we harming when we kill a body she has taken?
She turned an expectant eye toward Silgall, who, as the Jedi Order's most knowledgeable healer, was the most likely source for an answer. The Mon Calamari nodded and raised a finger to indicate that she was contemplating the question.
When she finally looked up, her bulbous eyes looked uncertain.
The answer must lie in the Force, she said. But it is difficult to grasp without knowing how she takes control of her victims. If it was just Force telepathy or a simple exertion of will, she wouldn't be harmed when one of her bodies is killed. She would simply withdraw and find another.
I saw her take Lydia Pogorsky, Dorvin said tentatively. Would it help if I tried to describe the process?
All eyes swung toward him, and Silgall said,
Very much, Chief Dorvin.
Dorvin's face went pale and blank, the way torture victims' faces did when they relived their torment. But he swallowed hard and said,
I'll do my best.
Just take your time and tell us everything you can remember,
Silgall said.
No detail is too small.
Dorvin nodded.
It seemed very fast, he said. Avaloth was using Roki Kem's body at the time, but it wasn't holding up well. The skin was starting to peel, and her eyes were starting to bulge.
Jaina saw Luke exchange glances with Saba and Corrin.
No doubt they were all thinking the same thing that she was, that Avaloth had been hiding in plain sight the whole time they were searching for her.
Those are very helpful details, Chief Dorvin,
Silgall assured him.
Please, continue.
Dorvin closed his eyes, then said,
First, Roki Kem told Pogorsky that she was simply going to erase her memory of what she had seen inside the temple. Pogorsky believed her, so she didn't resist. Then, Kem grabbed Pogorsky's head and locked gazes with her. For a moment, nothing happened. Then the air started to shimmer between them. Pogorsky's eyes opened, and she looked terrified.